This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Terry. The U.S. Grains Council recently released its 2013-2014 Corn Export Cargo Quality Report. This is the third year the council has conducted this report, and Council Vice President Eric Erickson says it tracks the changes in quality from harvest to export.
The general message this year is that we have another good quality corn crop. Actually, the previous year's corn crop was a little better, but this is very similar to the quality in 2011, which was a good crop. We see a little higher moisture levels, a little higher level of ECFM, and stress cracks, which reflect, you know, the wetter harvest and the fact that it's going to break up a little more because it had to be dried.
The reports for all 3 years have shown low incidence of aflatoxin in U.S. corn, according to Erickson.
This year actually has the lowest incidence of aflatoxin and DON. Those are the two mycotoxins we test for. So in that respect, it's also a very positive report.
The Grains Council holds meetings in key markets across the world to bring U.S. corn export customers information from this report, Erickson says, so they know what is happening in the U.S.
Our customers are constantly asking us for more information about what's happening in the marketplace, what's happening to the U.S. crop, how does it look. And you get anecdotes, you know, you get certain kinds of stories, and those are useful. You know, this is what I've seen on this crop tour or whatever. But we decided we needed a very objective and statistically valid sampling of the corn crop early in the marketing stream, right there at the local elevators, and then at export.
Erickson says the information in this report is unique, and export customers can't get the information from anywhere else. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service has made available nearly $66 million in specialty crop block grants to state departments of agriculture for projects helping support specialty crop growers. The Specialty Crop Block Grant Program is designed to enhance markets for specialty crops. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says these grants help sustain the livelihoods of American farmers while strengthening the rural economy by contributing to food safety improvements, increased access to healthy food, and new research to help growers increase profitability and sustainability. For more information, you can visit ams.usda.gov. The USDA has also announced it will require the pork industry to report cases of PEDV, or porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, to help slow the spread of the deadly virus. National Pork Producers Council Chief Veterinarian Dr. Liz Wagstrom says while USDA will require producers to track the movement of pigs and vehicles to help tighten biosecurity efforts, they don't believe the restrictions will go beyond that.
We know that USDA will expect cases that are confirmed in a laboratory to be reported to government officials. But as a result of that reporting, we don't expect that any movement of pigs will stop, that people will still be able to continue to move animals as needed.
She says it's unclear if the mandatory reporting will help the industry get a better handle on the total death loss and better predict the size of the herd and slaughter.
I'm not sure because we understand that they will be reporting new laboratory confirmed cases, but whether they'll actually be collecting any information about how many animals are affected, I'm not certain of that.
In tandem, USDA will also mandate the reporting of swine Delta coronavirus. Neither disease is a threat to humans. USDA is also working with industry partners to increase assistance to producers who have experienced PED virus outbreaks in areas such as disease surveillance, herd monitoring, and epidemiological and technical support. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706. Visit ctemi.com for more information. Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Jersey County Grain asks farmers to confirm that the seeds they intend to plant are approved for all major export markets, including China. If not, Jersey County Grain encourages you to check with your seed reps to see if your order can be exchanged for seed that is approved for global use. Jersey County Grain will not be accepting any grain that contains certain trait stacks. Get grain quotes for Jerseyville or Hardin at jerseycountygrain.com or get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join a Farm Bureau in Illinois, you join a leader. Illinois Farm Bureaus are first in agriculture, representing 8 out of 10 Illinois farmers, first in farm insurance, where members can get complete farm and family coverage at preferred rates, and first in business and member benefits. Providing top value farm services, up-to-date information, supplies, and support for farming professionals. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more details. Illinois Farm Bureaus, where membership means first-rate value.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2%, and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
Food manufacturers send a lot of their waste to be turned into animal feed, including expired marshmallows, broken crackers, and orange peels. Bloomberg reports the Food and Drug Administration's proposed animal feed rule under the Food Safety Modernization Act could make it too expensive for these businesses to recycle unused food in this way. The Grocery Manufacturers Association says the proposed rule would be too costly, bad for the environment, and provide little or no food safety benefit. In 2011, nearly 44 billion pounds of food was kept out of landfills, with nearly 70% of the waste stream from manufacturers becoming animal feed and only 5% being dumped into landfills. But if the proposed rule becomes law, GMA says as little as 22% of food waste would become feed and almost 28% would enter landfills to save manufacturers money. Overall, GMA says the new rule would cost manufacturers nearly $444 million each year. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri urges FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg to revise the proposed animal feed rule to give more consideration to food byproducts used in animal feed. Blunt says we don't just need to think about how to produce more food, but also how to effectively use the food and food products available. Fertilizer is expensive when you buy it for the acre. It's a big part of the corn farmer's crop budget. Not quite as big this year as in previous years, though, says University of Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke. But still, it costs a lot. Take, for example, the price of nitrogen fertilizer in the form of anhydrous ammonia.
The last AMS price for average for Illinois was $704 per ton, which is higher than it has been since September. Most of those months we've been in the $600, sometimes as low as $654. So the April price was higher than it has been in recent months, but still below where we've been for the past 3 years.
The important part there, depending on your point of view, is that the price of anhydrous ammonia has been trending downward. Other fertilizer prices are following the same lower pattern.
DAP prices have been around $530 this year, and that compares to something over $600 in 2011-2012. Potash has been in the $450 range. That is lower than in recent years, and when it was in the $500-plus range.
tally the per acre cost up, and Gary Schnittke says the Illinois farmer is likely to spend about $150 an acre on fertilizer to raise a corn crop. That is about $50 lower than the cost in 2013 and in 2012.
So we're going down $50 an acre, and revenue is likely to be down, you know, $150 or $200 an acre. So it helps.
Given average corn yields this season, Gary Schnittke says the break-even price of corn would be about $4.20 to $4.40 per bushel. And right now, it looks like the cash price will be above this level. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.